Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation formally announced that the government of North Korea is responsible for the cyber attack that took place against Sony Pictures Entertainment. The company had been set to release a controversial satirical film featuring a plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The attack destroyed systems and stole large quantities of personal and commercial data, said the FBI in a statement. A group calling itself the Guardians of Peace claimed responsibility and subsequently issued threats against Sony Pictures Entertainment, its employees, and theaters that distribute its movies. After an investigation in collaboration with other U.S. agencies, the FBI said it had evidence that the North Korean government was responsible for the cyber attack and threats. Sony Pictures Entertainment decided not to move forward with the scheduled release of the film on December 25th. At a press conference, President Barack Obama expressed sympathy with Sony Pictures Entertainment because of its security concerns, but said the company had made a mistake in withdrawing the film. We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship in the United States, he said. Mr. Obama pledged the United States would respond to North Korea's actions proportionally and in a place and time and manner that we choose. In a written statement, Secretary of State John Kerry condemned North Korea, calling its behavior a brazen attempt to suppress free speech and stifle the creative expression of artists beyond the border of its own country. Mr. Kerry noted that freedom of expression is at the center of American values. We're a country where artists openly mock and criticize the powerful, including our own government. We don't always like what they say about us or about others, and sometimes we're even deeply offended. But those offenses have always taken a backseat to freedom of expression. Threats in cyberspace pose one of the greatest national security challenges to the United States, said Secretary of State Kerry, and North Korea's actions are well beyond the bounds of acceptable state behavior in cyberspace. This provocative and unprecedented attack and subsequent threats only strengthen our resolve to continue to work with partners around the world to strengthen cybersecurity, promote norms of acceptable state behavior, uphold freedom of expression, and ensure that the Internet remains open, interoperable, secure, and reliable.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.